Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday show. Brand new segment that I'm introducing with the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the longest running motivational podcast, one of the original 500 podcasts on iTunes. Now we're shaking it up, and it's a segment called Saturday Stories. And what Saturday Stories is, it's our chance to hear from everyday people doing extraordinary things, because it's one thing for me to say it, but it's another thing for you to hear it from individuals who, hey, maybe you're in a job right now. Maybe you're trying to launch your online business, offline business. Maybe you're struggling. Relationships, business partners, finances, credit cards, whatever. I mean, look, it could go 1,000 different ways. And I want you to hear from everyday people that are, they're doing the journey just like you are. And the very first guest that I've got in this entire segment is a guy named Jeremy Todd. I'm going to bring him out in just a second here. Jeremy came on board my coaching program towards the latter part of 2016. He's a coaching client, yes, but he's also turned into a really good friend, a guy that I really enjoy our conversations with, whether we're coaching or whether we're just shooting the breeze or texting back and forth. That's why I set the intention last year of launching a one-on-one coaching program, but the intention of bringing on really great people first, you know, and it's one thing to earn income doing what you love, but it's another thing to do what you love and then earn income as a byproduct of that. Jeremy's one of my VIP coaching clients, and I'll just bring him out. Jeremy, what's going on? You there, buddy?
Oh, you better believe it, man. I'm excited. And you know what? Hey, thank you for the kind words, because it means a lot. You know, you just assume that you feel that way, but I appreciate you saying it too, my friend. So thank you.
Oh, you didn't think I liked you? Okay.
You know, we're like buddies now, you know, and I feel better just saying that now. So it's like now it's legit and locked and loaded.
It's
so
locked and loaded, man. We've owned it, man. We hugged it out right in front of 200,000 people online.
That's right.
Hey, Jeremy, where do you live? Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do.
Well, I'm in beautiful Asheville, North Carolina. Moved here last October. So a big move for me and my family. Got tired of living in the cold north. And moved down here, and I've been loving life. I mean, it's beautiful down here, right in the middle of the mountains. And currently, I am a sales manager at an auto dealership. And more importantly, I am a podcast host, and really loving both aspects of my life right now. I'm busier than I've ever been, but I haven't had this much fun in a long, long time either. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time right now.
Yeah, we definitely want to drill into that. I've got a job and I've never been so happy mode. Because I think people hear my show every day, Saturday. Oh, Sam, can't you have a job? You hate a job, hate a job. It's not true. We're going to dive into that, but I don't want to get ahead of our skis too much. So you've got a podcast, and you've had this thing forever, right? Like 10 years. You're just a Johnny podcaster, right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I started basically February 1st. And
of this year, just a few months ago.
Yeah, just a little bit ago, and it was interesting because I think you're the one that told me, you know, the first few episodes, don't worry, no one's listening anyways, and they were if you want to get a good laugh, go back and listen to my first few podcasts. They are they're brutally funny. So, but yeah, the podcast has really taken off in the last probably, ever since you told me to start doing them daily. I've done, I think, 45-ish probably in a row now, and I do them every single day, and it's really catching steam. I mean, it's crazy the amount of I'm close to 25,000 downloads, but a majority of those have really started within the last 2 months.
That's so awesome.
I'm excited to see where it's going to go. I mean, it's the future is definitely bright. That's for sure.
And your show is called The Positive Side, and it's a daily show. What is your goal? What's the show about? What's your goal when you record it every day?
Well, my biggest goal is, you know, being in the car business is a brutal. It's a brutal mental beatdown every single day. And my previous job, I was in Indiana, and I just felt stuck. I had nowhere to go. I didn't know what was next. You're just putting in these crazy hours, missing all kinds of family time, and I didn't know what was next. I felt stuck in life. One of the things that we used to always joke around with, and this is how sad and how bad it was, we used to like think about places we could wreck our car and not get hurt bad, but just to get time off. I mean, you've talked about being stuck in life, and that after those times I had, and I said, there has got to be more. And I've got to get unstuck in life. So that's my main goal, is to get people to the next level.
Dude, I am like, I got tears down my face laughing. I probably shouldn't be laughing, but that's my macabre humor, man. Oh my God. I could totally see myself sitting around the corporate cubicle back in the day saying the same thing.
I know I'm not the only one, and that's how bad it is out there. And, it's funny because when I started originally listening to your podcast, a coworker of mine gave it to me. Shout out to Jamie. She's one of my best friends, but she said, you got to listen to this podcast. And that's been, I think, 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I listened to it constantly every time it came on, and it just kept driving that stake home. Jeremy, what are you doing? It made it, it was just funny because I was like, I have to get out of this. And then when you decided to do the coaching program, I like I said, I think I was one of your first coaching clients. I had to get on. I had to figure it out. It's just funny how everything's worked out now. From now, if you would ask me from day one to where I am now, I don't think I could believe you. But like you always say, just keep moving. It's momentum. You got to keep putting out content, and doors eventually open for me. So like I said, the future is extremely exciting now than where it was this time last year. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, man. And it's just as much of a joy, for me to work with you and coaching clients like you, because you're so damn positive. You don't have a down day. And if you do, you don't show it, which is even more impressive, because I know you do. I know we all do. And that's the thing, is that we all have our down days. But like Jim Rohn said, you tell your doctor about your problems, and you tell your marketplace about where you're going and what's going on. So, you're married, you have 3 children, correct?
Yep. Awesome kids, beautiful wife. I'm very lucky, for sure.
You are lucky, man. I don't know how you got into that luck, but that's a whole other podcast. That might be like a relationship podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're quirky like I am. You're a maverick. You take some chances, but you're not stupid. And I'm saying that in all seriousness. You've got a side to you that says, okay, I've got to provide for my family first. This whole dream and podcasting and being an entrepreneur and all of that's great. I got to provide for my family first. So what was when you were going through this, okay, I want to do something different. I'm going to invest in coaching. I'm going to do podcasting. I'm going to go rebuild this brand called The Positive Side, which you're building out right now. You're going to have home study courses, audios, videos, all that good stuff to help people and stay inspired. But what's been your wife's perspective as she kind of rides shotgun through this journey of yours over the past 6 to 8 months?
Well, I've been very blessed over the last few years, and with the car business has provided me a very good income. So we've been very, very fortunate to have my wife stay home and take care of the kids. I say this, I don't even know how to explain this better, but she hasn't worked. I know, she's obviously taken care of the kids and homeschooled our kids for a long, long time. She's always had that faith. Now, years and years and years and years ago, we crashed and burned. We went through the whole bankruptcy thing, and we struggled, but we kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And as time goes on, when you build that trust in a relationship that, my wife's, and I don't want to say, again, I don't know what the correct terminology, my wife's job is that she takes care of the home front of the kids and the family and their education. And my job is to provide, a lifestyle and a living. And I trust her 100% with everything she does. And she trusts me 100% with everything I do. Now, when I quit my job in Indiana, we had a great 6-figure job and I was a beautiful home and very, very comfortable. But when we made the decision, it wasn't just me saying, hey, we're out of here. I mean, she understood the same situation we were in because we're on the same page. And I'm very lucky to have that relationship like that. But, she puts 100% trust in me that when I do make these decisions, she believes that there is a future in this. She believes that this is what I really should be doing. And she doesn't want me stuck in the corporate life either. If you ask her right now, if you'd rather have me making the 6-figure job back in Fort Wayne or where I am now making a little less money, but a lot happier and more positive and a bigger future. This is really what life's all about. And like I said, I can't tell you how excited we are because we've taken these steps, because we got unstuck at the other place, had some clarity time when I wasn't working. But she understood that, hey, okay, I told her this, I'll get a job again to get some money coming in. I think you always say release the pressure a little bit.
Yeah, release the pressure, right. Yep, bring some money in.
But that's, it's never faded. The trust has never faded. Now I'm making a decent income. But it's different this time. I have way more clarity than where I used to. I don't feel stuck as much, so I can enjoy the job that I had. Yes, I'm working a bunch of hours, but I can see the future, and I know what the future is going to be like. And that clarity makes a huge difference when you're going to a job that I don't want to be at forever, but I know there's a better end. So we're just excited for the future. Obviously, you can tell in my voice. I mean, I'm excited where it's going to go.
No, you're right. And you know what you have is what a lot of people don't have, and that's hope. A lot of people go to a job every day, 5 days a week, but they don't have any hope that it's ever going to get any better. You might get a promotion, or you might get transferred or reload and get a couple bucks, but you're never out of that job. What you've done is you've taken a huge step towards saying, okay, positive side. And let's give a plug as well. How do people connect with you? What's your website, domain, anything like that?
Well, check out jeremytodd.com. I appreciate you saying that. And I got my Monday morning motivation. I love those videos. They are rough and brutal, but that's the whole point of my podcast is, you know, I try and make it just so you, anybody can, everybody can realize that if I can do it with my rough videos and my podcast that just go off on random tangents about positivity, everybody can do it. Anybody can get unstuck in life. So, you know, the podcast, the Positive Side Podcast is all over the place. You know, iTunes, Stitcher, and all that good stuff. I have a great Facebook page now. I'm close to, I think, almost 4,000 people on my Facebook page.
Wow.
That's really taken off, and I work hard on that every single day to put – that was a place that if you're having a tough day, any time of the day, you can go to that page and find great motivational quotes or motivational videos at any time just to pump you up, because sometimes, you know, you start off and you have a tough morning, but by middle of the afternoon, you know, you need to pick me up. So I wanted to have that page so you can check it out and get a little positivity to finish out the day and, you know, finish out the week and month and all that good stuff. So yeah, Facebook or jeremytodd.com and get signed up for that Monday morning motivation. And like I said, it's they're minute videos, but they're just a way to jumpstart the morning and jumpstart the week. So I appreciate you asking.
Yeah, man. Yeah. JeremyTodd.com. And again, guys, we're talking to somebody, Jeremy just started all of this 6 months ago. I mean, so this isn't anything where he's been doing it a year, 2 years, 3 years. This is why we wanted to feature Jeremy in our Saturday Story series, because he works at a car dealership. He's building his speaker, trainer, seminar leader brand on the side right now. As you can hear, he's got 25,000 downloads of his podcast, close to 4,000 individuals liking him now on Facebook, and his brand creating. And here's another thing. You've really been consistent. You do a daily podcast. So I want to get into that in just a second. You also create content online. You subscribe early on to this. I've got to be consistent. I've got to release this stuff on a regular basis. And eventually it's going to take hold. Give us an idea what an average day looks like when you go to your job and when you record your podcast and your videos and things like that, how you squeeze that in. What's your schedule look like on a day that you have to work?
You know, my days are a trip, but you know, I'm having fun doing them now. And then I wake up early, I go to the gym. I think that's so important, no matter how the previous day went, or no matter how you feel in the morning, you know, you get up, you lace those shoes up and you go to the gym. And you know, I always tell everybody, they don't have to be a crazy workout, but just to get enough to get the blood pumping. So I wake up early, 5:30.
Wow.
I come back home. I got a half hour drive to work, which I love because it gives me time to unwind, you know, leave the home at home and get to work. So I listen to podcasts and different motivational things on the way to work. I work from 9 to probably 7, 8-ish, 30 every single night. I have a half hour drive back home. I get home. Right when I walk in the door, I run downstairs to the world headquarters, which is AKA now it's my daughter's room to move things around. So I knock out the podcast every single night. And you know what? Just a quick side story. It is amazing doing the podcast at home in my kids' bedrooms, because you're basically teaching my kids without, you know, talking directly to them, but they're listening to the stories and listening to the struggles that I go through. So I wouldn't have that any other way either. But I get done with the podcast. And after I get done with the podcast, which is usually about 9:30-ish, I get right on my Facebook page and I put all the things I'm going to put on the Facebook page for the next day. So yes, it's busy, but you know, some people come home and watch TV. Some people want to, you know, whatever you name their habit or hobby that they do. This is what I love to do. So it's not stressful. It's what I can see the future. I can see the people following the page and liking the post. So I know it's affecting people. And I think now to the point that I've committed doing podcasts daily and I have the Facebook page, it's committed myself, because sometimes you know, when we go for our goals and dreams, we fade off. You know, we go for 6 months strong, but mm-hmm. There's nothing holding us accountable. So with me committing, which was what you told me to do, you know, like I said, you probably told me that 5 months ago to do one every single day. And I never committed until about 45 days to go. But now I've committed to people. They're expecting my podcast. They're expecting the Facebook page. So now that I feel better and more confident about everything going on right now than I ever have. And yes, it's crazy. I guess long story short, yes, it is crazy, but I'm having a blast doing it.
Yeah. You know, that schedule you talked about, I mean, first of all, it starts with feeding your body and your mind. So you go to the gym, I'm sure you listen to podcasts and motivational audios and things like that while you're working out. You got a half hour drive to work, you feed your mind. So you get your body ready, you feed your mind, and then you go add value at a job. You don't phone it in. Just recently took this new job on, right? In the last month, correct? So
yes, sir.
You've got that going on. You come home and then you record your content that you're going to release for the next day. And once that becomes a habit, it might take a week, 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks to create that habit. Once it's created, though, it becomes second nature, whereas you can also create the opposite habit. You can come home, you can open up the Doritos, you can watch your favorite political commentary on the news that evening, you can watch your favorite reality show or sitcom and not do any of that, and you're going to have the same exact life you've always had. So, look, whether it is you want to be a speaker like Jeremy, and by the way, Jeremy just booked his first official speaking gig. True?
Oh, absolutely. I'm stoked and a little nervous for it.
Well, let's talk about that. This would be actually a great story to end the show on, because this got me jacked up, dude. Talk about the power of one connection and how this speaking gig came about.
This is one of my favorite stories of all time. And this is going to go down in infamy that I'll never forget, because it is my first speaking gig. But I started the meetup, which was at the last, your last live event in Cincinnati. And I'm not sure who mentioned it, but you know, between the ideas of everybody there, which I'll be there in Atlanta as well. But someone said, we'll start a meetup. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. So I started the meetup, and of course, with my positivity, I thought I was going to sell out stadiums and arenas, and I was going to have 10,000 people at my meetup. So the first one went, you know, okay. It was kind of rough, and I didn't really know what was going on. And then the next one, I had every single person cancel on me. I was getting alerts on my phone saying cancel. So that's just a mental beatdown. You're like, oh my gosh, is anybody left? And I had one person left. And he brought his wife. So really, I had two people. And I thought to myself, well, I'm just going to go ahead and cancel it just because I don't want to bother. Yeah, I was bummed out. You know, I'm hearing all this negativity. I was bummed. So I thought, well, you know, doggone it, they've committed. They live a half hour away. I'll just go and say hi, maybe buy them a cup of coffee and thank you for coming in.
Yep.
That one meetup, when my buddy Mike brought his wife, Danny, in, and she sat down, and it just, you know, sometimes you meet people and those connections just go hand in hand. It was like, you know, two peas in a pod. She needed in her business. I could provide her with maybe just some motivation and maybe some podcast help and everything that I needed. She provided. I mentioned to her right before we getting ready to leave too. I said, you know, hey, Danny, it's been great meeting you. If you ever have anyone that you need to fill in for a speaking gig, count me in. She said, Jeremy, it's funny because I just left a meetup, which was one of the biggest meetups in Asheville, that they just asked for male speakers. And I said, well, put me in. And she said, well, I'm meeting with a guy tomorrow. Bing, bang, boom. One thing led to another. And I've got an hour and a half speaking gig. And thankfully it's in October, because that'll give me some time to work on it and whatnot. But just that one little thing that I told myself of every reason to back out of it was the reason I needed to go. And I went there, and who knows, like you said, sometimes it only takes one, but just the energy and the excitement that has given me that I can't wait. I mean, this is the opportunity I've been waiting for. It's like my big break. I'm going to crush it. I'm going to kill it.
And you asked also to monetize the gig if it were possible to do that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I asked her, and I said, because, you know, with me, I've never had a speaking gig. So I said, okay, Danny, well, what am I supposed to talk about? And she said, well, why don't you talk about your podcast and offer a program like that? And I said, well, obviously, to me, I'm just thinking to myself, well, you know, no kidding, Jeremy. It's a no-brainer for you. But it was just, so I'll be having an opportunity to monetize it with the podcasting. I'll be able to motivate a bunch of people. And who knows who's going to be in the audience? You know, sometimes it takes that one person. All of a sudden, the floodgates open. And I might be, this might be all I need. So, I like I said, I'm excited. And all it took was that one chance. And I took it and went with it. And now the opportunities are coming. So, it's an exciting time for the positive side. That's for sure.
Dude, that is a great story, because you went to a meeting where everybody canceled except one person was going to show up, bring their spouse, and anybody would have just said, hey, you know what, let's just reschedule till we get more people, no big deal. it was time out of your schedule, time away from your family. You go to the meetup anyway. It's just because of the individual, you know, the personality type that you are. You're like, yeah, let's give it a shot. Let's see. And boom, now you've got a speaking gig out of that, that you can sell a product that we'll work together. We'll put it together. Everything will be awesome. And we'll put your presentation together. It's going to be amazing. And then there's going to be individuals in that audience that are going to be like, wow, what's this guy's name? Jeremy Todd. They're going to A, go to your website, put their email in. So they're going to become a prospect. They're going to subscribe to your podcast. They may even buy your product right there on the spot, and they could book you to speak at one of their gigs, because everybody going to those types of speaking events are connected some way, shape, or form. So you've got four different levels of ways to grow your business from just one speaking gig, and that's the power of just showing up. You've heard the adage, everybody listening to this podcast, you've heard the adage that life is 95% just showing up. Just show up. You know, I showed up in Orlando in 2011. There was 20 people there. I lost $1,500 between airfare, hotel, paying my own way, all that stuff. And then one person in that audience came up afterwards and asked if I could speak in Australia in 2 months, and then LA the following. And that was it. Speaking career off to the races and crushing it. And that's what's going to happen with you, Jeremy, simply because, not even because you showed up. Let's rewind the clock all the way back to February of this year, 2017, when you said, I'm going to go after this dream that's inside of me. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know exactly how it's going to work out. I want to be a speaker. I want to create products. I want to inspire people outside of just my job where I can inspire them, but that's only so many touch points. Now, 25,000 downloads of your podcast, your Facebook page is blowing up, your email list is growing, and now you got a speaking gig. 6 months. That's it.
Crazy. I'll tell you what, it is crazy. And I can't, you know, we talk about, man, and I don't want to try and hit the rewind button, but going back to that job, you know, it's just different now. It's completely different.
Yeah.
I feel I have somewhere I'm shooting for. I have a goal. I know what the future is, and I feel unstuck because I know what the future is. So yes, absolutely.
And you know why though? Because your whole financial future, as well as your livelihood, does not rely on just one thing, and that's a job. And yeah. That's the first thing. That's why you're so jacked up, because, you know, you might be getting up at 5:30 in the morning and going to the gym and doing all that, but you wouldn't have the sense of purpose that you have now, because that's what gets you up in the morning. And think of the future you're going to have, and think of the example that you're creating for your children, who think, oh, huh. So my dad does this. I don't have to just get a job. I mean, they're watching. Our kids are watching us. My kids cannot remember me ever going to a job, and they don't remember it ever. And I love that, because all I remember growing up was my mom going to a job that she hated every day to put food on the table. So that's what you're creating on top of all of that. And that's why we wanted to feature you on the very first one, because you're in a job, you're making pretty good money, but you're working good hours. But man, you've got this sense of purpose that's driving you every single day. And you've got this brand that you created called The Positive Side, that you're always going to be known for that. You know, you'll be dead and gone 100 years from now, but your podcast, your content you're creating, all of that's going to live on. That's not the case with a job. Once you're out of a job, you're gone. They take the nameplate off the door. You're gone from the roster, and that's completely it. I mean, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you hit it right on the head too, especially with the job. I mean, that, you know, the people that I work for are great people, but at the end of the day, that I'm working for them. They could get, when I leave, they're taking everything. Like you said, they're taking everything off the walls. I want something for myself. I want to work for myself. I want to have that future. And like you said, that it's pretty wild. Like when I'm gone, all my content will still be there for my kids' kids, my grandkids to listen. Like, hey, my great grandfather was jacked up. What was wrong with that guy? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting stuff too. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, man. They don't have to go to ancestry.com to find out who it was. They can just go to jeremytodd.com.
Exactly.
So look at grandpa. So Jeremy, congratulations on all your success early. You've done this, you know, you've done all this just in 6 months, but sometimes it feels like 6 years. I know that, even if you're not going to admit it. And also, man, this is what happens. Guaranteed, this will happen for you, the podcast listener. When you make that decision to go for your dream, everything changes, everything. But you got to be committed. Just follow these steps. Plug into Jeremy, go to jeremytodd.com. Show him a little love on iTunes as well. Listen to his show, subscribe to his podcast. And Jeremy, I'm going to see you in Atlanta at my live event, and we will definitely talk before then. But get ready for this speaking gig you got.
Oh, buddy. Can't wait.
Hey, man, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Sam.
Hey, everybody, Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.